This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass lovebirds, you're about to say I do. Getting hitched is fucking awesome. Yeah. But let's be real, the planning could be a goddamn circus.
Yeah.
And picking the right photographer, that's make or break, babe. So grab your drinks. Because we're diving deep into the wild world of wedding photography. Straight from the photographer's perspective. Get ready to unlock the secrets of those killer photos.
You know, a lot of people fixate on the technical side, the gear, the lighting, all that. But the magic truly comes from the photographer's mindset.
Damn straight. Anyone can learn to point and shoot right. But to capture those epic once-in-a-lifetime moments, that takes a whole different breed of badass.
Exactly. It's about emotional intelligence, resilience, stamina, basically being a ninja warrior of weddings. Think about it. They're right in the thick of it.
Bitch, yeah.
Happy tears, drunk uncles, maybe even some family drama brewing.
Oh, tell me about it. Weddings are a goddamn emotional pressure cooker. And the photographer has to navigate all that while still snagging those killer shots.
They need to read the room, anticipate those big emotional moments, and capture them authentically. It's almost like they need a sixth sense for when grandma's about to bust out her best dance moves.
For real?
Yeah.
And not just that. They gotta wrangle all those rowdy relatives for family photos without losing their cool. It's a delicate dance.
Right. And that's where managing their own emotions comes in. Think about it. 12 hours on your feet, dealing with a million moving parts, and the pressure to nail those shots. It's not for the faint of heart, and it's not just physical stamina either. They have to be mentally on point the whole time, keeping that creative energy flowing and making sure each shot is fire.
Totally. It's like running a marathon in 6-inch heels while juggling flaming torches. Okay, real talk. I once shot a wedding where the bride's dress ripped like, totally ripped, right before the ceremony. Talk about a meltdown. Thank God I had my emergency kit on hand. Safety pins are a lifesaver, literally.
That's a perfect example of what we're talking about. They've got to be adaptable, think on their feet, and turn a potential disaster into a funny story all while keeping everyone calm.
And let's not forget confidence. Because when the photographer's freaking out, it's like a virus that spreads to everyone else.
Confidence is crucial. Absolutely. It's about owning your style, knowing your shit, and making everyone feel comfortable in front of the camera. Which, let's be honest, can be a challenge with certain personalities.
Oh, I've got stories, honey. Once saw a photographer shut down a bridezilla's mom who was stressing everyone the fuck out. It was glorious. And you know what? Everyone, including the bride, was so relieved. That's the power of a photographer who knows their worth.
That kind of confidence comes from believing in your vision. It's about knowing you're bringing something unique to the table, and it shows in the final product. And it goes beyond just taking pretty pictures.
Preach. Okay, so we've covered emotional ninja skills, stamina that would make an Olympian jealous, and confidence for days. But what about those little details that make a wedding so special? You know, the stuff people might not even notice at first glance.
Ugh. The details. That's where the magic really comes alive. A truly great wedding photographer has this uncanny ability to see everything, and I mean everything. They capture the way the light hits the bride's veil, the expressions on guests' faces during the speeches, even the tiny imperfections that make those moments real.
It's like they have this superpower to freeze time and tell the whole damn story through those little seemingly insignificant details, right? Like anyone can snap a photo of a cake, but a true artist captures the way the frosting swirls, the way the light glints off the decorations, all that good stuff.
Exactly. And it's about being present in every single moment, soaking up the energy of the day and using your camera to translate that into art. It's not just about what you see, it's about what you feel.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's deep. And so freaking true.
We were getting deep there, but you're so right. There's this whole other level to wedding photography that goes beyond just snapping pretty pictures. It's about storytelling through those little, often overlooked details.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the groom fidgeting with his cufflinks while he waits for his bride, or the way the bride's dad looks at her as he walks her down the aisle.
Yeah.
It's those subtle moments that pack the biggest emotional punch.
And it takes a skilled photographer to notice and capture them. They need to be present, observant, and have a keen eye for those fleeting moments.
It's almost like they've got to be part photojournalist.
Yeah.
Part psychic, right? Anticipating those little moments before they even happen.
Exactly. And that's not all. Weddings are living, breathing things full of energy and unpredictable moments. It's like live theater. Anything can happen.
Oh, preach. Like that time a bridesmaid's heel got stuck in a vent during the ceremony, I swear. I almost peed myself laughing.
And a good photographer rolls with those punches,
yeah.
keeping their cool and turning those unexpected moments into photographic gold.
Which brings us to another critical point.
Resilience.
Because let's be real, this job isn't for the weak. Wow. You're dealing with crazy pressure, long hours, and sometimes, let's face it, some seriously demanding clients.
Resilience is all about bouncing back from setbacks, learning from your mistakes, and never giving up on your passion. It's about having the mental toughness to push through the exhaustion and challenges and still deliver your best work.
You got to have the hide of a rhinoceros and the heart of a lion to survive in this business.
Yeah.
Trust me, there will be days when you want to chuck your camera out the window and say, fuck this.
But then you see those photos, the ones that capture the pure joy, the raw emotion, the love, and you remember why you do what you do.
And that's the beautiful thing, right? You get to be a part of something truly special, to freeze those memories in time, and to give people something they'll cherish forever.
And when you nail it, when you capture that perfect shot, the one that makes the bride cry and the groom's jaw drop, there's no feeling like it. It's magic, pure magic.
You've created a little piece of art, a tiny window into a moment that'll never exist again. And that, my friends, is what makes wedding photography so goddamn special. But wait, there's more. We've talked about all these amazing qualities a photographer needs.
Right.
But what about their own unique vision? That's got to be a huge part of the equation, right?
That's right.
We've talked about the emotional ninja skills, the stamina, the adaptability and resilience. But there's that one final piece, right? Their own creative vision. That's huge.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. It's about seeing the wedding through their own creative lens.
Yeah.
Translating that vision into photos. Photos that are both beautiful and meaningful.
Yeah, it's like anyone can take a photo of a cake, right?
Right.
But a true artist.
Yeah.
A true artist can make that cake look like a goddamn masterpiece. You know what I mean? Right. It's like taking the ordinary and making it extraordinary.
Right. It's about using your skills, using your style, your unique perspective to tell a story, to evoke emotion, create something that's more than just a picture. It's a work of art.
And that's what separates the good photographers from the freaking amazing ones. Right?
Absolutely. It's about capturing the soul of the wedding, the essence of the couple, the energy of the day. And when you do that successfully, the photos become more than just images. They become heirlooms that will be treasured for generations to come.
So my badass lovebirds, as you navigate the wild world of wedding planning.
Right.
Remember this. When choosing your photographer, don't just look at their portfolio. Look into their soul. Find someone who gets you, who vibes with your style, and who has the balls to create something truly epic.
Yeah, find someone who you know, who can turn your wedding day into a visual symphony.
Yes.
A collection of moments that will transport you back to that day every time you look at them.
So go out there, find your photographic soulmate, the one who will capture your love story in all its messy, beautiful glory. And until next time, stay wild, stay true, and keep on loving hard.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.